Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess. Psalm 91, episode 264, 264. We're personalizing Psalm 91, verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So this is what we have been looking at in these episodes. We're looking at angels and the work and what they are supposed to do for us and why God has given them to us. Looking at mighty angels, we've looked at that already. We're now looking at what how others encountered angels. So we are looking, because of the Christmas season, at St. Luke chapter 1 and Zachariah's encounter with the angel of God as he was about his priestly duties, and outside people were praying. Okay, so now he tells the angels, whereby shall I know this? That is in Luke 1:18. Then he asks, gives the parameters for his doubt. He said, for I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And I said that really, truly, I mean, naturally, if you are an old man and your wife is also old, how are you going to give birth? Because when she was young, she could not, and now that you're old, is it when things are, it's too late? In other words, it's too late. I mean, if let's say first stages of cancer, maybe second stage, maybe first, but last stages of cancer, the person is almost dying. How, I mean, please, how? From the doctor's report, it's impossible. Then he begin to do all those things, and that was what Zacharias was doing. And I'm saying that his own was worse, because he was a pastor, a priest, working in the temple. And if God is telling you that you're going to have this experience is not peculiar to you. It happened to your ancestor, Abraham. Abraham had the same thing. And Abraham's was worse than yours. Abraham was older, and his wife was older than you and your wife. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I want us to go to Romans chapter 4 and read something from Romans chapter 4. So Romans chapter 4 from verse 17, it says, as it is written. So this talking about as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. So this was God saying about to Abraham, as it is written, I made thee a father. Listen to God's language. Not I will make. It was not I will, but I have made thee. Only God speaks like that. And only a man of faith. You see, we have to learn how to speak like God speaks. Some people chastise the faith movement and say, and these people, they are talking like God. Please, if you don't talk like God, who else should I talk? Should I talk like Satan? No. Should I talk like Satan? I won't talk like Satan. I refuse to talk like Satan. I would rather talk like God. He said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead. So it's God who gives life to the dead. He gives life to dead things. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. He calls things that be not. The things are we can't see them as though they were. Not as though they are, but as though they were. He talks as if, I have made thee. The man has no child. And he said, you have already made him the father of many nations. As I told you, he said, God, he's Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He sees the thing that you are praying for, and today, which is in your future. He sees it as the past. Because remember that he was from the beginning, he's seen the end of the thing. So he said, he's the one who calleth those things which be not as though they were. And then he said, who against hope believed in hope. He was against hope, believed in hope. It's like what he had was something which was against hope. It was not something which was hopeful. It was anti-hope. I mean, if you were hoping, I mean, who would hope like that? And yet it was against hope, you know. And yet he believed in hope. So something which was outside of his domain, something that was outside of what was possible, he believed in the impossible. This was Abraham's record. This was Zachariah's ancestor, Abraham. This was his record. And if you've been taught this, I mean, definitely for a priest, he has been talking about Abraham. So are you supposed to just talk about them, or they are supposed to be real? And you are, when it comes to your turn, you are supposed to stand and say, hey, as it happened to Abraham, this is my turn now. This is Christianity. When you're able to say, as Jesus said, it's my turn now. And as it's my turn, I believe it. Oh, you're blessed, 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 blessed. Bye.